How can you get a home when the bank says no? This podcast is dedicated to the 1 in 10 homeowners denied each year by the banks. Welcome to the Pre-Approved Podcast. Okay, so you're self-employed. You do some Google research, trying to figure out if you can get into home. And that's where you run into a little bit of anxiety or frustration, because you can either talk with your banker and he says, oh, you need 2 years of bank statements, or maybe you just believe that you're self-employed and you can't get a bank loan. Today, we're going to talk through what it would look like and how you can get a mortgage or get into a home being self-employed. Now, if you're self-employed, you are already following the non-traditional route. So let's propose some non-traditional ways of getting a mortgage. To start off, the most traditional way is just, send them your tax statements, send them your bank statements, and cross your fingers and hope that you meet all the criteria, send them a bunch more paperwork, and if you can get a conventional loan that you check all the boxes as a self-employed, good for you, and try to go that route. However, if you ran into that frustration, this is where we're going to try to unpack a few different options. So three different options would be, number one, talk to a different bank. If you're talking to a Bank of America that's trying to do a conventional loan, they have to meet certain criteria. And so if you go to a local credit union where they might be able to lend out their own money, they might not have to meet the same requirements as a conventional bank would and a conventional loan would. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is look at a non-QM lender. And what is a non-QM? We've had different podcast episodes on that, but that's something like Angel Oak or Angelo Christian, where they specify in non-qualified mortgages, a lot of times geared towards the self-employed, where if you just show them bank statements, they might be able to get you into a home loan just from this non-QM space. So that's tip number two. Tip number three is don't use a bank. Try to get a home creatively, maybe with owner finance, a lease option, a contract for deed, you know, lease with the right to purchase. Some of these creative methods to get into a home as an entrepreneur may be even more financially beneficial to you than trying to get a bank loan and might be able to give you a few more flexibilities. So now that we've given you three tips, let's dive into all things self-employed mortgages. So you probably already know, as you're self-employed, it can be harder to get a mortgage than someone who just works for a large company and has a W-2. It's not impossible, but let's talk through in this episode what you can do to increase your chances of getting a mortgage, understanding the lending criteria, learn about alternative options, and then share some of our own personal tips and resources to help you on your path to home ownership as an entrepreneur. Let's talk about the biggest myth out there, and that is that self-employed individuals cannot get mortgages. So oftentimes, self-employed entrepreneurs dream of home ownership just as often as their traditionally employed counterparts, if not more so. They just reject the illusion that being an employee equals income security, and if they pursue the freedom that owning their own business can provide, that they're going to be better off. Unfortunately, trying to get a mortgage while self-employed can be a bit more involved. This has caused a lot to believe in the false notion that the self-employed cannot qualify for home loans. First off, lenders want to lend money. It's how they make profit, after all. But they also want to mitigate the risk, because risky often means losing money from their perspective. The self-employed business owner should be able to relate. So the goal, regardless of where your income comes from, is to show lenders that you are not a risky investment. It's just a matter of trust. So for the self-employed, that means more proof that you're trustworthy and that you have the financial means to make the payments, and that requires a bit of planning ahead of time. The good news is that while being a self-employed borrower, it can present its challenges, acquiring financing is not impossible. Given the large amount of credit being extended, this is one of the riskiest loans for lenders and therefore the most difficult to qualify for. You will need to build up enough reserves to cover your down payment and closing costs. This is where some may feel a bit defeated before they even start. There are a lot of ways you can work on building that reserve, and while you are doing that, you can be preparing the paper trail you will need to successfully finance the rest. When you're looking to get a loan from lenders, they'll oftentimes look at your last 2 or 3 years of accounts, tax statements, sometimes bank accounts. So using tax returns can be difficult because the business deductions for entrepreneurs can make it as though you're making less than you do. And that's where you first start running into your problems. So let's dive into the lending criteria to qualify as self-employed. Definition-wise, a mortgage criteria is simply the standard on which a judgment or decision is based. It is the benchmark or the yardstick by which lenders gauge whether doing business with you is worth the risk. To increase your chances of qualifying for a mortgage while self-employed, it helps if you have a basic understanding of what criteria lenders are looking for. In general, that criteria is they want to see your last 2 personal and business tax returns. They want to see somewhere between maybe 6 months to a year to 2 years of bank statements, see some profit and loss, maybe copies of your business license, and then kind of an icing on your cake is a CPA that's verifying that you've been in business for 2 years and can kind of cross-reference your expense ratios so they can qualify your income. And let's not forget about credit score. It's probably the number one thing that is being looked at when purchasing a home through a conventional loan institution where you have to hit either a 580, a 620, a 680 to hit into certain buckets. So be cognizant of that if you want to go into ways to improve your credit score. I mean, there's a couple things of just making sure that you capture inaccurate information. You could hire a credit counselor, a credit repair company, go through that. There's a lot of nonprofits like the Village Financial Resources here locally where we're at that we've done an interview with or podcast with that they'll give you free advice of ways to help improve your credit score. Since self-employed business owners often take full advantage of legal tax deductions and allowable write-offs, their tax returns tend to show a low net income or possibly even a loss. Unfortunately, that is one of the challenges when qualifying for a mortgage. While the gross income of a salaried employee is standard for determining debt-to-income ratio, it is the net income that is used for self-employed. Self-employed borrowers can sometimes get around this problem by using a type of mortgage called a bank statement loan, which allows you to qualify on the basis of the total amount that's going into a bank account. To apply, they can provide the mortgage lender with a regular deposit showing the amount of money in their bank account as well as the balance in their savings accounts. For applicants who work for themselves, lenders have traditionally tried to check the self-employed borrower's income on bank statements for 1 to 2 years for both business and personal. One of the main reasons for being denied a loan when self-employed is that you have not been self-employed for long enough. Since many new businesses fail in the first couple of years, the longer a business has been in business, the stronger it looks. Some good news is if you own your business for more than 5 years, business tax returns are usually not required for loans through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, although some new rules may change this. However, if it is less than 2 years old, you will want to be prepared to show information on previous employment, tax returns, and financial statements. This is why working with lenders who are self-employed friendly will come in handy because they understand your situation and know what to look for. We want to keep this episode short, so let's summarize with some of the mortgage tips and tools of getting into a home. So number one, get your documentation in order. Know what you can afford, know what you can't, get your bank statements, your taxes, all that information together. Number two is shop local. Larger mortgage companies often aren't a great resource if you're turned down. Try something local. Number three, maybe you have a father, a mother, a friend, a coworker, someone that can co-sign for you that allows you to get into this mortgage. Oftentimes this can be a little bit dicey, but could be a way to allow you to get into this home. Number four is have a good down payment. If you have 20 to 30% down, you look much better to a lender than if you say have 1 or 2% down. Number five, keep track of all of your current mortgage or rent payments to show that you're capable of making these type of payments. And number six, avoid opening up new lines of credits or taking on new debt prior to getting a mortgage unless it's absolutely necessary because it can show a little bit negative on your debt to income ratio. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. We're not a licensed mortgage loan originator. We're just trying to share as much useful information from our own practical and personal experiences as we can to create as many homeowners as possible. If you want to reach out to us, some of the best ways are setyourrent.com or to send us an email or click on some information in the show notes. Have a good one. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. You can always learn more by reaching out to us at homeequitypartner.com. Have a good day.